This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Item number two in today's news, stories that we have all known have been coming for a while now because the CSR decision was, as they say, widely expected. Item number two is Iran. President Trump, again, as expected, said today he is not going to certify that Iran is in compliance with the 2015 nuclear agreement. As Rachel and Lee and I were talking about, though, this too is going to land with Congress, which has 60 days to decide whether to reimpose sanctions. Watching closely, American allies across the Atlantic doing business in and with Tehran. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath has that one.
Here's the president this afternoon.
I urge our allies to join us in taking strong actions to curb Iran's continued dangerous and destabilizing behavior.
The allies in question are Theresa May, Angela Merkel, and Emmanuel Macron, says Richard Nephew, who helped negotiate the Iran deal.
It's absolutely true that Europe is a lot more invested in Iran than the United States.
Any economic sanctions, Nephew says, would hurt Europe more than the U.S. because European governments depend more on Iranian oil. And corporations like Royal Dutch Shell, Airbus, and Siemens want access to the Iranian market. Longtime diplomat Dennis Ross says European cooperation is critical.
It was the Europeans who really made the decision to boycott the purchase of Iranian oil. That's what really had a profound effect upon the Iranian economy.
So why is Trump rocking the boat? Mark Dubowitz of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies says the president wants to wipe out Iran's nuclear ambitions now, and that once the country's fully integrated into global markets, it'll be too big to push around.
Increasingly immunized against the West's ability to use peaceful measures.
By decertifying, Trump is pushing Europe to help head off this future, even if it hurts its economies in the short term. Diplomat Dennis Ross calls it a delicate play.
It requires, I think, the administration lowering the temperature on this issue and working behind the scenes to see if there can be some common understanding.
Meanwhile, Iran has said that if the need arises, it's ready to stop implementing all its obligations under the deal. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.